You're listening to the Multifamily Women Podcast with Carrie Antrim, where we extract the knowledge from executive women in leadership and inspire emerging leaders with our thought leadership platform, offering a new model for personal and professional transformation.
Welcome to the Multifamily Women Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Antrim. We're having real conversations with some of the most successful women in the multifamily industry. Before I introduce my guests and we dive in, I want to remind you to get yourself a ticket to the Multifamily Women Summit by going to multifamilywomen.com. While you're there, you can check out more podcast episodes, and you can also see photos from our most recent summit, as well as join the Multifamily Women Leadership Series. And if you're gaining value from these podcast episodes, please give us some love by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show. Your feedback helps to tailor our content to your needs, and it also helps other multifamily professionals discover this resource. As part of our Multifamily Women Summit, we're sharing time with innovative brands in the Meet the Sponsor series that showcases those brands that are supporting the platform to advance technology, innovation, leadership, and investments. Today, I'm speaking with Katie Badig and Liz Findura, who are both sales directors for MRI Software. We're going to take a deep dive into what makes MRI different, what new and innovative offerings they have, trends they're seeing within the multifamily industry, and much more. So let me go ahead and welcome my guests, Katie and Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Carrie. Yes, we're excited to be here.
I'm glad to have you. So listen, give me a high-level overview of MRI. What should people know about MRI Software?
A couple things to note. First and foremost, MRI Software, for those of you who have heard the name, we're different than what we were maybe 10 or 15 years ago, where we were just a core property management and accounting software solution. So we have diversified a lot from that. We offer lots of flexible solutions to serve the real estate industry, not only the multifamily industry, but also the commercial and corporate occupier industry as well. So that would be one of the first things that I suggest. And we also pride ourselves on being open and connected and flexible throughout the industry. So what I mean by that is that you don't have to use all of MRI's products. We're not a single stack solution. While we do offer a lot of solutions that can show up and present themselves like a single stack, we also allow you to plug and play and utilize those solutions that make sense for your organization, whether they're an MRI product, one of our partner products, or even a competitor product.
That's great. So how many multifamily partners are you working with?
We have over 200 multifamily partners that we work with. And not only are they solution partners, but we also have consulting partners that we work with as well.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's really cool. So I know you guys are always working on new things, new products, new innovations. What's new for us? What can you tell us about? Do you have any recent launches?
Yeah, we absolutely do. Do you want to talk about AMV at all? Or
sure. So fraud is huge in the marketplace right now. And we have come out with a solution to help with our clients with called automated income verification. And it's used in conjunction with our screening platform to help reduce the fraud that our clients are seeing. Basically, what it does is it automatically, as it says, goes out and verifies a potential resident's income before they even make it through that process. So it helps to cut down on people that are lied about how much they make, or they might be using somebody else's identity. And it just helps with that process for our client.
Yeah, a lot of what our clients are doing today, if they're not using a solution, is they're actually having to do that work manually themselves, where they're having to physically call a previous employer to validate maybe the pay stubs and things that they track throughout the application process, which of course, we see a lot of fraud there as well, people taking. And I think you can go to Google right now and search, hey, give me a fraudulent pay stub, and like probably come up with 15 different pay stubs right there. So it helps really detect that and validate with the actual, we have payroll provider integrations where it can actually link up to your payroll provider or even their bank account deposits to really validate how much income a potential resident makes, which saves our property managers a lot of time.
Yeah, I can imagine. Can you walk us through exactly how that works? What needs to be provided from the prospect to the in order to make this process work?
So it's really just a little bit of information that we get from the prospect. Actually, a lot of it really isn't even directly from the prospect. It's an integration that we set up behind the scenes. So as we're taking and getting some of that information, it's really just validating. So like I said, it's some build out integrations with the payroll providers, and then also leveraging like the bank account deposit information as well.
And it's because the potential resident actually has to log into either their payroll provider or their bank account for us to access that data. So it's coming directly from the source of that information.
I see. Yeah. And so then I can imagine the leasing agents and anyone who's trying to verify that. I can see how that would be super helpful and save time because they're not having to do that on their own. All the papers and the logins and all of that good stuff that they have to deal with.
Exactly.
I'm wondering, where do you see the opportunities with customers today? Are you seeing any trends? We just talked about the fraud prevention. Yeah. What else are you seeing out there?
I think the biggest area really is fraud. For what we're saying. And then also any places to, obviously, AI is a big thing as well. So any area where fraud is prevalent or any way that we can help streamline a process through AI is definitely areas of focus for MRI right now.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that everywhere. AI obviously is huge right now, big buzzword, but
it's not going anywhere.
No, I agree. I don't think it's going anywhere. And if you can use it as a tool to support your on-site staff and everyone within the organization, I think that's a great thing. What is something that people might not know about MRI?
I think one of the things they may not realize is that we were actually founded in 1971. So we're a software company that was founded back in 1971, but as there really wasn't a lot of software back in 1971, but it was really started as a real estate financial company back in Cleveland, where we're still headquartered today. So that's one fun fact. Liz, do you have anything else?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people still just think of MRI as a PMS system that has been around for 50 plus years, when in actuality, we are much broader than that. And we always find that people are surprised by the breadth products that we have, and they're like, oh, I use that. I didn't know you guys were that. A lot of that's like Checkpoint ID. We have a couple other solutions out there, CallMax, rent payment, and people are surprised that that's an MRI product. So
yeah, to piggyback off of that, I would say there's still a lot of folks that think of us as really a commercial and financial company, and don't really think of us top of mind for the multifamily or residential industry, which is, from our eyes, it's a little weird because we actually have, or we serve the 90% of the top 50 management companies. So we do have really a good portion of the industry utilizes an MRI product. But because we do serve so many unique solutions or have so many unique solutions that you can use outside of our core accounting platform, I think people forget that it's actually MRI that is the engine behind those tools. Like Liv mentioned, our Checkpoint ID solution or our insurance offering, probably a couple of big ones in that area.
And with so many offerings and different innovations happening, on a personal note, how do you two keep up with it all? Are you just constantly researching, or do you have people that come and tell you about these? How are you discovering all these new innovations and keeping on top of all of this?
Lots of training. Yes, lots of training. We actually just got off of a 2-hour training right before this call. But no, so a lot of it is internal training. So we do have a wonderful enablement department. We definitely partner very closely with our product marketing team, who helps provide us a lot of this information, competitive intel, how the industry is currently doing certain things. And then really a lot of it, correct me if I'm wrong, Liz, but I learn a lot just from our clients being curious and asking them how they're managing certain processes within their organization today and where they're seeing pain points. Definitely some big areas for us.
Yeah, I would imagine that that your clients are a big source of intel. They've got boots on the ground. They're the ones in there doing it day in and day out. Yeah, I was just wondering how you manage all of that, the incoming information and technology changes so quickly, and we're all inundated every day.
We have teams to help with that, which is a wonderful thing.
I love that. That's amazing. That's super helpful. I'm wondering what inspired you. Now, you guys are sponsored the Multifamily Women platform. I'm wondering what inspired you to do that.
I think for our company specifically, DEI is a huge focus. And Katie and I, being the strong sales females that we are, probably have helped encourage a lot of the focus that we've had around specifically the women groups that we sponsor. And we have a lot of other focuses as far as STEM with the young ladies in our area. We do mentorship programs. Our foundation supports a lot of women-focused organizations. DEI is definitely top of mind for our company, and we have a whole department that supports that and helps drive our initiatives there. But I think from my standpoint, personally, it's a passion of mine to support other women and to learn from other women. I feel like you learn so much. Just having the informal conversations at lunch were so beneficial. You just learn so much from other females that support each other. And it was very refreshing to feel that support when we were at the conference. And I know we've supported the organization for a few years now.
Yeah, I love that. I think that when we're in an environment like that, the walls come down and you're like, oh, wait a second, they're going through very similar things that I am. You don't have to, there's no like intimidation factor where you're like, oh,
Zero. It was refreshing.
Yeah, the conference was definitely nice too, because in a lot of ways, being a vendor to a lot of the folks that were in that room, we look at something through one lens and not necessarily through the same lens that some of our clients look at problems and different things. So it was definitely nice being able to hear both sides of the story and how in a lot of instances, we go through the same kind of struggles. It might be on a different side of the fence, but we're all going through a lot of the same kind of things, and being able to learn from one another is so important.
I couldn't agree more, obviously. And yeah, we appreciate MRI's support throughout the years. It's been great. Now, I know you guys also have other initiatives that are important to you and close to your hearts. Do you want to tell us about those?
Yeah, so Liv mentioned a little bit about DEI and stuff and how MRI has done a lot there. One of the things piggybacking off of that, so we did start an employee resource group a couple of years ago for our Women and Allies resource group. So we have done a lot, like Liz mentioned, starting a mentorship program, partnering with a lot of the local, whether it be charities or organizations, to help support women and their growth. We've also done a lot with that, even just simple things like book clubs. So we're easy for people to participate in reading different books. I know one of them that Liz and I both got a lot out of last year was a book called Pay Up. And it talked just a lot about the journey that women have faced throughout the working culture over the last, I guess, since the beginning of time, but really focusing a lot since the pandemic. And how that changed the way a lot of us work and having to wear multiple hats when dealing with kids and homework and homeschooling, and how that kind of led to even many women leaving the workforce and now trying to figure out, hey, how do I come back? Long story short, just a lot of different things that start really getting more women throughout our organization talking and working with one another. So I know that's definitely been a big focus for MRI and Liz and I ourselves. But I would definitely argue, so one of the big things that we have coming up is actually next week is our big users conference, MRI Ascend. Our theme this year is Built to Rise, and we are in the Windy City of Chicago. So we have been very busy gearing up for that. We're going to have over 2,000 attendees, 70 plus of our partners are going to be there. There's 130 plus different educational sessions to learn more about our products and services, the industries that we serve. A big focus for a lot of our clients is earning CPE credits. Since we do work with a lot of accountants and stuff through our bread and butter software. So there's just a lot going on there. And we're really excited. One of the things that we're also doing there is the MRI Foundation is partnering with an organization called Move for Hunger, which really helps to get more food to those who need it but specifically in the industry that we serve, if you think about it, if you've ever moved out of your home or after going through that process, you don't necessarily want to take all of the food that you had in your pantry and stuff like that. So we're actually partnering with Move for Hunger, and that's part of what they do is they'll take that food and get it to people who need it. So one of the things we're doing there is discussing that, but also taking some donations and things to get back to the local community.
That is really cool. I've never heard of Move for Hunger, so I'm going to look that up. I'm also going to look up that book recommendation. So I'm learning all kinds of things this morning.
I can't remember the author off the top of my head, but it was a wonderful book.
It was, yes.
Yeah. So what is the best way for our audience to get in touch with both of you?
So MRI in general, they can always go directly to the website, www.mrisoftware.com. If they're interested in getting in touch with either Liz or myself, LinkedIn is definitely a good way to go about doing that.
Great. And as we wrap up today's episode, I just want to thank everybody for listening. You can find everything you need about Multifamily Women on the website and everything you need to know about MRI in the show notes. So thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the Multifamily Women Podcast. To register for the upcoming Multifamily Women Summit, be a guest on this podcast, or join the Women's Leadership Series, visit multifamilywomen.com.